Steve never has my mic up. I do that every Thursday. You just don't hear me. I think he keeps
Why do we even need the music? We should just have you do that.
I think he just keeps the mic down so he doesn't have to hear me. And he keeps it down during your outro or else he's afraid I'm going to be singing Boston on the radio. So it is Thursday morning. It's 8:33 and it's time for the Weekend Arts Roundup with Minnesota Public Radio News' Marianne Combs.
Hello.
There's a lot going on this weekend.
You know, it's kind of amazing. It's just like, for me, it's the peak weeks of summer when, you know, you wouldn't think of the arts. You know, summer, you think everybody's like getting out of town. But there is so much going on here. And speaking of getting out of town, the American Swedish Institute tonight, you know, they have their sort of themed parties. And this party, tonight's party, is Cocktails at the Cabin.
I was confused by this.
Yes.
I thought somebody just messed up.
Type,
you know, Cocktails at the Castle.
Right.
Like, they're thinking about getting out of town. But it is a cabin-themed evening.
Exactly. And so you have live music by Martin Devaney, woodsy-themed live music. And then you have, like, you can build boat oars for the cabin with urban boat builders. You can get in their sauna. You can bring a bathing suit
Hello.
If you want.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in.
You can check out outdoor lumberjack activities. Now, what are lumberjack activities? Are we going to be throwing logs, like at the Scottish Fair?
Sawing things.
Yep. Or just sort of hitting things as hard as we can. And yep. I don't know. Get crafty with Textile Center and the Weavers Guild of Minnesota. You say you could weave something. Watch August Strindberg come to life with the Nimbus Theater performing. And then hike the Turnblad Trail on a scavenger hunt for prizes.
Wow.
And then, of course, enjoy cabin-inspired eats and cocktails by their restaurant, Fika. So, I mean, it just sounds like an awesome, fun party with all this art woven into it. Woven, like that? Weaver's
yes,
Guild,
I like
woven.
That.
Thank
I like
you.
That. I caught
Thank
on
you.
To it.
Yep. So that's tonight, 7 to 11 at the American Swedish Institute in Minneapolis. Then, good old Kevin Kling.
All right. What's he up to lately?
He's got a new show. You know, he's always churning out new work, and he's over at Open Eye Figure Theater. And his new show is called Hammer, Anvil, and Stirrup, named for these bones in our inner ear. And it's all about exploring, through words and music, the science of waves and sound, light, water, and emotion.
Okay.
Now, you know, Kevin, he goes deep with stuff, and he's just got an amazing way of telling stories.
He's a very natural storyteller.
Well, and then he gets the humor, but he also gets spiritual. He's got just this really lovely balance and way of exploring things. And so here you are in this tiny little theater, very intimate audience setting with lots of music. He's got musical accompaniment. He's got Michelle Kinney and Jacqueline Alton and, you know, and direction by Michael Summers. So it's going to be really, really fun.
And remind me where this is.
This is at Open Eye Figure Theater in Minneapolis. And yeah, so that runs this weekend only. So get in now or forever regret your missing this opportunity. And then Guthrie. So here's something. You know, there's the famous Chekhov, you know, the Chekhov plays like Uncle Vanya, the Cherry Orchard. Well, here's a play called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
I've been reading the sponsor spot for that, and you got to tell me about it.
Okay.
I've just been reading the name constantly.
Yes. So it's actually, it's a modern play by Christopher Durang, but it's a total, it's like an updated version of Uncle Vanya. And so you have the same kind of things. And the thing is with Chekhov, you know, a lot of this takes place in Russia, or, you know, it's just like some sort of very staid time. It's in the far past. And so a lot of people, maybe they can't connect with it. So this is modern day. Instead of, like, you know, or one of the characters longing for the stardom of Russia, this other, or Moscow, this gal's trying to go to Hollywood, you know, and there's this rant about modern day technology and Facebook and Twitter and social media. So it's really bringing it forward to the modern audience, but still hits all of those sort of thematic notes of a Chekhov play and sort of this, you know, being dissatisfied with life and nothing happening. And so Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, that's playing at the Guthrie Theater through the end of August at the McGuire Proscenium stage. So you can get your Chekhov with a modern twist, basically.
Okay.
So you've got Chekhov, you've got Kevin Kling, you've got your party at the cabin. It's all there on offer, and it's just, you know, and the Fringe Festival still going. Still going. So, you know, if you would like to see 169 other theater performances, you got that option this weekend.
How long does the Fringe Festival run?
It runs through Sunday. So okay. It's an 11-day festival, and they've had plenty of sellout shows out there. So lots and lots of popular work. And yeah, you can check out some reviews I took from folks at the Fringe Festival on the State of the Arts blog. I got their picks.
All right. So yes, State of the Arts blog. That's a good place to go at mprnews.org.
And later on the current blog, we'll have all the information about what I talked about.
That's another fantastic resource, thecurrent.org.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
That's why we love you, Marianne. Marianne Combs writes about arts and culture for Minnesota Public Radio News. And again, we bid you
adieu.
Farewell.
Adieu.
And Marianne will walk away with her
Sing
theme.
Sing it. Sing it, Jill.
I see my Marianne walking away.